AI narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Viking's 72% fair value premium puts volume under scrutiny near a 52-week high. VIC remains one of the stronger travel services charts on a 12-week view, but the latest advance came on lighter participation and with price already stretched above ShareMaestro fair value. Research brief. Viking Holdings closed the week at $92.25, up 2.6%, leaving the stock just 2.9% below its 52-week high of $94.99. The trend signal remains active for a 50-week streak, with price 21.6% above its trend line and 72.3% above fair value. Momentum is still constructive, led by a 35.7% 12-week gain, although the latest volume ratio of 0.7 times versus the 13-week average keeps confirmation incomplete. Key points. 1. VIK gained 2.6% for the week and is positioned in the top 5.7% of its 52-week range. 2. The trend signal is active, with 50 of the past 52 weeks in an active state and priced 21.6% above the trend line. 3. The stock's 35.7% 12-week return ranks 4th among 18 U.S. travel services names and far ahead of the industry average of 8.0%. 4. Volume was light at 10.3 million shares, equal to 0.7 times the 13-week average and 0.8 times the 52-week average. 5. Price is 72.3% above ShareMaestro fair value, making participation and market dynamics important watch points. Near high price action, but not a high volume breakout. Viking Holdings ended the latest completed week at $92.25, a 2.6% gain that recovered part of the prior week's 2.4% decline and kept the stock close to its $94.99 52-week high. The drawdown is only 2.9%, and the range position of 94.3% shows the share price remains pressed against the upper end of its annual range. The quality of the move is more mixed than the headline price level suggests. Weekly volume was 10.3 million shares, below both the 13-week average of 15.1 million and the 52-week average of 12.9 million. That 0.7 times volume ratio does not invalidate the advance, but it leaves the latest push short of broad participation confirmation. Trend signal stays active as momentum outpaces the group. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, with a 50-week active streak and trend breadth of 96.2%. Price is 21.6% above the $75.87 trend line, keeping the weekly regime constructive, while market dynamics is positive at 0.98. There is no fresh buy reading from market dynamics, which means the signal state is supportive rather than newly accelerating. Momentum remains the strongest evidence. VIK is up 10.2% over 4 weeks, 35.7% over 12 weeks, 34.2% over 26 weeks, and 98.1% over 52 weeks. Relative strength stands at 22.12 and has improved 49.4% over 4 weeks, a sign that the stock continues to separate on a medium-term basis, even as the latest weekly volume cools. Travel services context favors Viking on the quarter, less so on the week. Within U.S. consumer cyclical, the sector gained an average 3.4% for the week and 6.2% over 4 weeks, while 12-week performance averaged 7.5%. Viking lagged the sector's weekly average, but was well ahead on 4-week and 12-week measures, with its 35.7% quarter ranking 8th among the 100 sector constituents in the packet. The industry comparison is cleaner. U.S. travel services averaged a 2.3% weekly return, 7.8% over 4 weeks, and 8.0% over 12 weeks. Viking slightly exceeded the industry for the week and ranked 4th of 18 on 12-week return, behind names such as Lindblad Expeditions at 36.4% and ahead of Carnival at 21.7%. Industry breadth remained selective, with only 27.8% of the group in an active trend state and 27.8% showing positive relative strength. Premium valuation raises the next test threshold. The main opportunity evidence is the sustained trend state. Price is above the trend line. Market dynamics is positive, and the stock remains close to its yearly high. The main risk evidence is valuation distance and participation. At $92.25, VIK trades 72.3% above ShareMaestro fair value of $53.55, leaving less room for disappointment if momentum fades. Risk metrics are not flashing a dominant top-level cluster, but the weekly distribution still matters. 13-week volatility is 4.5% versus 4.2% over 52 weeks. Downside weeks account for 40.4% of the past year. And the average weekly loss is 2.3% against an average gain of 3.9%. What to watch next is whether price can challenge $94.99 with stronger volume, ideally above the current 13-week pace, while holding the trend line as the key weekly regime level. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.